We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Peter Jones, and Lisa Goddard in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. This week, as you've heard, we welcome three of our regulars, and we welcome a beautiful lady guest who has never played the game before and has come nobody to do battle against these three Trojans of Just a Minute, and her name is Lisa Goddard. Welcome, Lisa. And they're all going to try and speak at different times, we hope, on the subject that I will give them, and they will try and do it as usual without a repetition, hesitation, or deviating from the subject. Kenneth, let's begin with you, and the subject is getting stung. Would you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Getting stung is a very unpleasant experience, and the first time in my life I recall it happening was a stinging nettle, and luckily there was a rural expert to hand who said to me, grab hold of a handful of dock leaves and rub in the juices. Well, it worked like a dream. On another occasion, however, when it was a wasp, oh, I come up the size of a football, and rub on permanganate of copper.
Lisa Goddard is challenged.
I think you rubbed twice.
Oh, she's sharp.
Yes, you rubbed in the juice of the dock leaves and you rubbed on the permanganate of potash. Lisa Goddard, you have challenged first, and that's 1 point to you because it's a correct challenge, and you have 30 seconds to take over the subject of getting stung, starting now.
Well, of course, getting stung is a very nasty experience, but I believe the best thing for most stings is vinegar, which you rub on frequently, and then the...
Derek, challenge.
It was a rather mean hesitation. I mean, a mean challenge, I thought.
Well, it was only mean really, because the fact that she hasn't played the game before, but she did pause for quite a long time, Derek, so you take the subject, having gained a point, and 13 seconds are left, and you start now.
I was stung by a particularly nasty adder in the jungles of Malaysia. They called for the flying doctor who landed and took me into Kuala Lumpur, where I was administered to by the most able doctor and nurse. And thanks to them...
When Ian Messiter blows his whistle, and he does it with fire and panache, it tells us that 60 seconds is up. Whoever speaks at that moment gains an extra point. It was Derek Nimmo, and of course he has the lead at the end of the first round. Peter Jones, will you take the next round? The subject is escapology. Can you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Well, I think escapology is really another branch of conjuring. It relies on a tremendous amount of fakery. You have locks that are really not genuine. As you get into the sack or up your jumper or wherever it is...
Kenneth Williams,
hesitation.
Yes, up your... And then you hesitated, as indeed you should. Kenneth, you have the subject, and there are 39 seconds on escapology starting now.
The greatest exponent of this was unquestionably Houdini. Shall we ever forget the accounts reproduced, incidentally, in the most incredible volumes, especially the one where, in a tank of water, visible to the entire audience in the theatre, he was chained, and yet, miraculously, the whole thing fell off, and up he rose, and the victorious performer was greeted with the most thunderous applause. You've never seen anything like it in all your born days. And one...
Well, the audience appreciation is enough to show how much they admired the way you handled that one, Kenneth, and kept going, almost pausing, but never quite tripping into it. And so you were speaking as the whistle went, you gained another point, and you've doubled your score.
Yes, I'm in the lead.
No. You have 2 points, and you're one behind Derek Nimmo, who's in the lead. Lisa Goddard and Peter Jones have one apiece, and Derek begins the next round, the subject, mending a puncture. Derek, tell us something about that in 60 seconds, if you can, starting now.
Mending a puncture is a singularly dreary subject to be given on Just a Minute, but if I do have to mend a puncture, I go first of all to the boot of my motor car and there extract the tools that are required for this operation. Then I place the jack under the car and put...
Kenneth,
car twice.
Yes, you mentioned the car before, so Kenneth, listening...
With tremendous aplomb this week. 43 seconds on mending a puncture, Kenneth, starting now.
You take hold of your inner tube, and with a pail of water, which it's advisable to have handy, you then discover what is the area which is actually leaking. If you don't find that out, you might as well give up from the start. But having ascertained this particular part of the tube.
Yes, Derek, we know the structure.
Elongated and double tube.
No, the first was inner tube, which is hyphen, you're
No,
fool.
It's not. It's not. you can wriggle like that. He's thrown himself in abandonment onto Lisa Goddard, who's sitting beside him, much to her embarrassment. The way he pulled out the tube, realizing the mistake, you should have carried on, Kenneth. So, Derek has a correct challenge. 14 seconds, bending a puncture. Derek, starting now.
I take the spanner and remove the bolts from the wheel. Then I remove the rubber on the...
Peter Jones, a chance.
Two removes.
Yes, that's
Repetition.
Right. And very devious, I thought, trying to use a spanner on the bolts of your car. I mean, one of those things would have been much better. Not very good on radio.
It's not very devious at all. Of course you can use a spanner.
What is the subject?
Mending a long time. Mending a puncture. That's the subject, great fool. You should listen.
What was that, Kenneth?
Oh, dear. He can't hear, you know. He's
there are 7 seconds for you, Peter, on mending a puncture, starting now.
When I was at school, I used to mend my punctures by the light of an acetylene lamp, which was a very primitive affair. It was difficult.
Peter Jones was not only speaking when the whistle went, gaining that extra point, but spoke, gained points during the round, so he's now equal in the lead with Derek Nimmo, closely followed by Kenneth Williams and Lisa Goddard, and she takes the next round. It is Humpty Dumpty. Lisa, can you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Humpty Dumpty is, of course, a nursery rhyme. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great...
Oh, no. Peter Jones is sad.
Sorry, something's the matter with my hand. It just seems to...
Come off it. You'd suddenly realise Humpty Dumpty was the subject.
Yes, I did.
Allowed to repeat it.
Yes.
Not indefinitely, but she can repeat it two or three times.
Yes.
So, Lisa, you've done well up to now. There are 52 and a half seconds left on Humpty Dumpty, starting now.
Great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's...
It's a miserable game, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, ghastly. Derek Nimmo, you have Humpty Dumpty and you have 49 seconds starting now.
Of course, actually, Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall is a riddle, the answer to which, as you all know, is an egg, which isn't very exciting, but in times gone by, they thought this was quite amusing, like why the chicken crossed the road to get to the other side, all those other little jokes that children particularly enjoy. But there is some historical evidence that the original Humpty Dumpty was Richard III, who, if you remember.
Lisa Goddard, challenge.
No, it was George III.
Yes, you're right. Well done. You see, it's good to have intelligent people on there.
It was Humpty Dumpty because he had a crooked back.
No,
it wasn't. Wasn't it? Keep it for the show. Keep it for the game. Lisa, you have a correct challenge. You have a point, of course, and there are 27 seconds left. Humpty Dumpty starting now.
Humpty Dumpty is based on George III, who went mad, therefore the crack in the egg when he fell off the wall. And his father...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Gravitational wall. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall.
What a mean thing.
Oh,
you've
heard
the wall before, yes.
Singing Humpty Dumpty and then try and right themselves, which was rather difficult, as you imagine. And if they couldn't do that, they had to employ cap.
So Derek gained more points in that round, and he's increased his lead, and Kenneth Williams begins the next round. The subject, Kenneth, Rome. Can you tell us something about that capital city in 60 seconds, starting now?
Well, it's built, as you know, on 7 hills with the Vatican as, I suppose, the jewel in the architectural crowd. One thinks of that dome on which Michelangelo worked so assiduously, and Tomasieri, who took over the incredibly intricate planning required for it. Almost equal, in fact, the dome...
You fell into it, didn't you? You're all fools, you see. They're fools.
They fell into it. That's why I said don't again.
I was borderline whether you'd said it or not, but I think we'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
All right.
I kept going into domes.
Didn't he? Yeah, there has to be a new rule.
Don't argue with the chairman. Don't argue. The chairman's pronounced judgment.
And the chairman's brilliant, isn't he?
That's right.
Yes,
there ought to be a rule.
Be quiet, I will not have the chairman's rule invoked.
You shouldn't be allowed to go doom.
If it comes to elongation of vowels, mate, you take the biscuit. I've never seen a man crack down like you do. You have all that stuff about the women with their skirts going, oh,
you made your point. I think you cleverly elongated it into a plural, so we give you the benefit of the doubt, Kenneth, and you have a point, of course, and there are 38 seconds on Rome starting now.
Mid pleasures and palaces, where'er I may roam, be it ever so humble.
Derek Nimmo
Challenge. Palaces.
I never said anything about palaces at all. You're making these things up, aren't you? Don't put me off. Well, it won't work. It won't work, I'll tell you that much, mate. It just won't work.
I'm not being put down. Sort of fighting mood.
Yes, I'd like to see anyone take advantage of me. I should love it. Are we ready?
Yes, we're ready. There are 34 seconds on Rome with you, Kenneth, starting now.
I have roamed in many a foreign clime, and nowhere have I enjoyed it more than on the banks of the Bosphorus, because, you know, when you're roaming about Istanbul, you see these old peddlers on the fish.
Peter Jones, a chum.
Now he's talking about Istanbul. He's roamed too far from from Rome.
Well, no. The subject is Rome, and it's how you wish to hear it on your ear. So you can talk about roaming or the city of Rome.
Yeah, but he was talking about the city of Rome, obviously.
He's now talking about roaming. He's established that he's roamed down to the Bosphorus and he's roamed this way.
I don't know how you put up with them, Nicholas. I really don't.
People have said that about me when it comes to you sometimes.
Talk about patience on a monument. You're absolutely incredible.
I'm overwhelmed. And I don't know what to say except that you have another point.
Well, thank you, my darling.
And you keep the subject. And I wish you'd keep your private life to yourself. And there are 17 seconds on Rome starting now.
It was the scene, of course, as we all know, of that outrageous attack upon the pontiff. And one of the delightful things...
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Was he attacked in Istanbul?
No, he was not attacked in Istanbul.
But what is he talking about, Rome or Istanbul?
He's talking about both. He's taken the subject of Rome as the city and roaming, and you can go whichever way you like as long as you don't deviate from the subject. Kenneth, you were not deviating from Rome, and there are 11 seconds left starting now.
One thinks of Marcus Aurelius sitting there watching those incredible spectacles in the arena when, incidentally, Hadrian was forced to watch the same thing he said he'd prefer to do this. And I don't blame him.
At the end of that round, we have an interesting situation in the score. Derek Nimmo and Kenneth Williams are equal in the lead, and Peter Jones and Lisa Goddard are equal in second place, a few points behind. Derek, will you begin the next round? The subject is word processors. Tell us something about those in the game, starting now.
A friend of mine called Mr. Sultan from the Oman has a word processor. He happens to be the only chartered surveyor in the whole of Arabia, and therefore it is terribly necessary for him. They're very interesting machines and are going to totally revolutionize our whole lives. I hope the audience are aware of this, because word processors can plump up on a video screen everything that you need to know, and you can put them, all kinds of information, back into them and send letters to people across the globe. Oh, my goodness me! The thing I want for Christmas next year is a word processor. So I hope my wife, who's in the audience, is beginning to save up for one, because it's going to absolutely change, out of all recognition, my every morning, afternoon, evening, and night. Because when I have my word processor, I'll be able to feed into it A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, D, Q, R, F, T, U.
Now, well done, Derek. A great ploy and very funny as well. And when someone begins with a subject and finishes with it, he not only gets an extra point for speaking as the whistle went, but also one for not being interrupted. Derek, you have two well-deserved points there, and you have increased your lead. Lisa Goddard, your turn to begin. The subject is shopping. Will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
I absolutely... absolutely hate shopping in supermarkets. Get a wonky trolley and push it round, putting in all the comestibles that you need, sugar, bacon, flour, washing up liquid, loo rolls, etc. And then you have to get to the queue and wait for half an hour while everybody's getting their things, and then you have to pay them, and it takes forever. Then you have to find a box.
Derek Nimmer, challenge.
Three, you, then you have to.
Then you have to.
I'm sorry, I did get the first.
Right, you two did, yeah. Very, you've been very generous to me. I must say, I thought
no, no, no. Because I too know a lady when I see one.
And far too pretty for radio as well.
Yes, much, much too pretty.
Yeah. Derek, you have the subject, shopping, and there are 38 seconds left, starting now.
I agree with Lisa. My wife takes me to a supermarket and gives me a trolley with one wheel that only turns left. And why, I doesn't, I have never been able to understand. She takes me shopping and then completely ignores me. We were walking along Regent Street the other day, and she stopped in a doorway.
Lisa Goddard, chant.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think that was a hesitation. So, Lisa, you have a correct challenge. You have 22 seconds on shopping starting now.
So I now only ever use the local corner shop, where dear Harold, I put my list in at Thursday, and he packs everything into a box and delivers it about 2 hours later. The service is immaculate.
Peter Jones' challenge.
Well, that isn't really shopping. That's
I don't
sort
see
of,
why not.
Ordering things and having them collected.
It's a form of... It's a subtle challenge, but I disagree. It is a way to go shopping, and that's how Lisa does her shopping.
She doesn't go. She just said so. She stays home.
I do go.
She has to go and deliver her list, and after all, if you're a busy and successful actress like Lisa Goddard, you'd have to do that.
Yes, well, of course, I'm not a busy and successful actress.
Oh, the idea of living in a wig and high heels. Oh, it's terribly funny, isn't it?
Take his list into the corner shop as well.
It'd be a surprise for Harold.
I'd like to see Harold call on you as well. There are 8 seconds left, Lisa. You keep the subject shopping starting now.
Well, shopping for clothes is really very pleasurable. You walk in, particularly in a big clothing store.
Well, Lisa Goddard, our first-time guest, started with the subject and finished with it in spite of interruptions. Got a point for speaking as the whistle went. But alas, she's still in third place, but not far behind Kenneth Williams and a little way behind our leader, Derek Nimmo, but ahead of Peter Jones. Kenneth, your turn to begin the next round. The subject is My Gold Spun Hair. Ian Nest has obviously chosen this especially for you. You have referred to it many times over the years. Talk about it if you can in the game, starting now.
My hair has been described as spun gold, and people have said they would love to run through it barefoot. But alas, this cannot be allowed. Lack-a-day, and rue, since we're not being visible to everybody, they cannot share the experience this audience is having tonight. They're throbbing with it, you can see. They actually adore the business of being able to see with their own eyes this incredible hair. I know for an absolute fact that you can wash it wrongly, and I've never made that mistake of doing it, washing up liquid and stuff like that. Always use very best shampoos and lather it in, luxuriating in all the sun. Oh, I make quite a meal of it in the bath, I can tell you. And what more pleasurable than to have the shower, washing it all out.
Well, that must be quite a unique situation with somebody starting with a subject and finishing with it twice.
Especially when he's grey.
I think some people enjoy being unkind. It's not in me at all. I'm just without malignance. I'm so benign, you see.
Kenneth, anyway, you've got 2 points then. One for speaking as the whistle went, as well as the interruption.
Peter Jones has dropped off. So I've just...
For not being interrupted, I should say. And you are now in second place, one behind Derek Nimmo. And Peter Jones begins the next round, and the subject is
alternative methods of transport. Peter, will you tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now?
Well, failing a pony and trap, which I should rather like, but it would be unkind to the animal in London, I suppose, would be an electric car. That's what I think I'd like, with a battery which would charge during the night, and then I could nip out in the morning with this little car.
Lisa, go on.
Hesitation?
Yes, I agree, Lisa.
Hesitation, yes.
There are 41 seconds left for alternative methods of transport, starting now.
I have my own alternative method of transport. That is a horse. She is called Olive, and she's a Hanoverian. She's 16...
Kenneth Williams.
Three she's.
Oh.
Oh, that is mean.
Rather mean on a first time.
There are three of them.
Oh, that's really mean.
I'm afraid there are three of them, and lady or no lady, you can't have three she's.
If you can't recognize a lady...
There were three of them, you great fool. You want to listen.
I think we're going to show the chivalry that the panelists of Just a Minute normally extend to first-time guests, especially when they're as lovely as Lisa Goddard, and say we will not count such a mean challenge and tell her to continue with 33 seconds on alternative methods of transport, starting now.
And I write...
Hesitation.
No!
Great hesitation, obviously, wasn't it?
32 seconds for you, Lisa, to continue, having got another point on alternative methods of transport, starting now.
I ride every morning. I get up at 8 o'clock and I put on my jodhpurs and jumper and tie and shirt, and I go to the stables taking the saddle. I clean her feet, I brush her down, I paint her hoofs with oil.
Three hers again.
All right, on this occasion, as you've been generous already on the she's, we will grant you the hers, but we still think it's a tough and challenge for a first-time guest. But, Kenneth, it was correct. There are 18 seconds on alternative methods of transport, starting now.
One of them is the magic carpet. Now, I would love to be transported to some alien place I'd never seen before.
Istanbul, I suppose.
Where you went roaming earlier on, Istanbul.
Yes. What happened?
You didn't Istanbul, where you went roaming earlier on.
Oh, yes. Oh, I see. Well, what's so funny about that anyway?
Well, the audience enjoyed it anyway. I tell you what we do, we give...
It must be the weather, they're affected by the sun. It must be the sun.
I think we must genuinely give Derek Nimmo a bonus point for a good challenge, because the audience enjoyed.
What did Derek Nimmo challenge?
Kenneth still gets a point.
Derek Nimmo didn't challenge anything.
I
didn't speak.
I challenged.
Your
light
came on.
No, I challenged. He just chipped in. You haven't even listened to my challenge.
Mr. Nimmo. I've got in front of me a box of four lights and a buzzer.
Well, I did challenge, but you didn't ask me what my challenge was. You just listened to his sort of chip in from the side.
Oh, it was Jones who was witty.
Jones said...
Well, then Jones gets the bonus point, then. Jones gets the bonus point.
Would you ask me what my challenge was?
I will ask you. Yes. Derek Nimmo, I'm sorry. We had to be so formal with Mr.
That's
Nimmo.
Right.
And, sir, Nimmo, what was your challenge?
Repetition of I.
Shut up.
He said three I's. I counted them.
Right, Peter Jones gets a bonus point for a good challenge, which the audience enjoys. Kenneth Williams
challenge.
Keeps the subject, having got a... And there are 12 seconds left, starting now.
There's the balloon. How delightful it is to be sailing over the country, almost like a patchwork quilt spread out below, all the pasture visible, and no...
Well, Kenneth Williams was not only speaking when the whistle went.
It must mean I'm in the lead. Then I have what's the mark?
Oh, control yourself for a few minutes. I've got to wind up. And I've got it all worked out in my mind. I was going to say it's all gone now. I was going to say that Kenneth Williams not only brought that round to an end with great style, but he's brought this particular program to an end. He started this particular program, he finished this particular program, and he's also finished up our winner. But before you applaud him, let me tell you that Peter Jones finished up in fourth place, a few points behind Lisa Goddard, our first-time guest, who got a lot of points, and she was only three behind Derek Nimmo, but he was two behind this week's winner, the man with the gold-spun hair, Kenneth Williams. That extra long applause was because Kenneth Williams played to the audience outrageously here in the studio. So we do apologize if you got a bit bored with all the applause at home. But anyway, we've enjoyed doing it. We've enjoyed playing Just a Minute. We hope you've enjoyed listening to it. And wherever you're listening, whatever part of the universe that you happen to pick up Just a Minute, we hope that you'll want to tune in again and hear us take to the airwaves and carry on playing this delightfully impossible and ridiculous game. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parson. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Pete Atkins.